Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. I am reading now the Revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 1, and verses 17 and 18. When I saw him, I fell at his feet like a dead man, and he placed his right hand on me, saying, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last and the living one, and I was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of death and of Hades." That's two verses of Revelation chapter 1, verses 17 and 18. And let's spend some time with this today as we continue to discover the glory of God in the person of Christ. What the Apostle John does in these verses is to describe for us his reaction to what he has seen and heard in the preceding verses. And notice that in response to the exalted Christ Jesus, John falls down at the Lord's feet like a dead man. John is afraid. He is very afraid. That's why when Jesus speaks, he says to his disciple John, "Do not be afraid." Here, our brother in Christ, John the Apostle, expresses fear, and by fear I mean a reverential awe of the living God. And in case you are wondering, this fear is in keeping with the same reaction that other men in the Bible had when they experienced visions of heaven. All of them had such reverential awe that they hit the ground, dead-like. Now, I am going to quote here from several scriptures so that I give you a complete picture of the responses others had to the visions of heaven. If you're able to take some notes, you'll want to jot these down and read them on your own time. And I will take these in the order in which they appear in the Bible and begin with the response of Manoah, the father of Samson, over in the book of Judges, chapter 13. This is quite the chapter. Oh my, what a chapter. In fact, I was tempted to just read to you all of Judges 13, but instead I urge you to read this for yourself. The Old Testament book of Judges, chapter 13, I'm telling you, what you read there will intrigue you. In summary, this chapter describes the visit of the angel of the Lord when he first appeared to Mrs. Manoah, and then again to Mr. Manoah, and announced the birth of a son, who we know as Samson. As you'll read at the start of the chapter, Mrs. Manoah was barren. She had not been able to have children naturally, so conception took this supernatural touch. Well, one thing leads to another in this true story, and when Manoah realizes who he has been dealing with, this angel of the Lord, and then worshiping at an altar where something magnificent happens, verse 20 of Judges 13 says, and I quote, "When Manoah and his wife saw this, they fell on their faces to the ground." And again in verse 22, "So Manoah said to his wife, 'We will surely die, for we have seen God.' Down they go to the ground, thinking they were dead, for they had seen God." This is exactly what happened to John the Apostle in Revelation 1:17 when he sees Jesus. And then we come over in the Hebrew Bible to the book of Isaiah. Let's go to chapter 6, and I'll read verse 5 for us. This is Isaiah 6, verse 5, and this is what happens to him when he has his vision of God in the temple. "Then I said, 'Woe is me, for I am ruined, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.'" You heard Isaiah. He says, "Woe is me, for I am ruined." He feels totally destroyed in the vision. He's not up dancing around God's throne. He's not cozying up to the God of the universe. Isaiah is not approaching God in a frivolous, almost silly manner. Not at all. He considers himself ruined. This is exactly what happened to John the Apostle in Revelation 1:17 when he sees Jesus. And then if you turn ahead a little further along in the Bible, you'll come with me to the prophet Ezekiel. This is fascinating also because, as you may know, Ezekiel has multiple visions of the glory of God. We could read these in chapters 1, 3, 9, and chapters 43 and 44. In every instance, the text tells us Ezekiel fell on his face. Let me just read the first one to you now. It's in Ezekiel chapter 1 and verse 28. As the appearance of the rainbow in the clouds on a rainy day, so was the appearance of the surrounding radiance. Such was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. And when I saw it, I fell on my face and heard a voice speaking. That's Ezekiel chapter 1 and verse 28. And this is exactly what happened to John the Apostle in Revelation 1:17 when he sees Jesus. Do you hear the pattern? And now let's go to the book of Daniel. And when we come to Daniel chapter 10, we read of this terrifying vision. Listen to the words of Daniel in describing his reaction to what he has seen. This is Daniel chapter 10, verses 8 and 9. So I was left alone and saw this great vision, yet no strength was left in me, for my natural color turned to a deathly pallor, and I retained no strength. But I heard the sound of his words, and as soon as I heard the sound of his words, I fell into a deep sleep on my face, with my face to the ground. Daniel has no strength. The color has gone out of his face. He's turned a deathly pallor, and his face is flat against the ground. He falls into a deep sleep on his face. And this sounds exactly like what happened to John the Apostle when he sees Jesus in Revelation 1, verse 17. What we are doing now is just to walk through the Bible in order to read of certain marvelous passages that show us the truth about what happens to these men when they have a heavenly vision. This is what happens to a mere sinful human being when God, in his divine wisdom, chooses to peel back the veil on heaven and show Manoah, Isaiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, and the Apostle John God's glory in heaven. And there is one more I want to share with you today at the beginning of the week. This is found in the book of Acts and describes what happened to the Apostle Paul. In this 26th chapter of Acts, Paul recounts his conversion on the road to Damascus. He recounts it before a king. And we read about that conversion in Acts 9, but now look at his summary here in chapter 26. Listen to Acts 26, verses 12 through 16. While so engaged as I was journeying to Damascus with the authority and commission of the chief priests, at midday, O king, I saw on the way a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, shining all around me, and those who were journeying with me. And when we had all fallen to the ground, I heard a voice saying to me in the Hebrew dialect, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It is hard for you to kick against the goads. And I said, Who are you, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. But get up and stand on your feet. For this purpose I have appeared to you, to appoint you a minister and a witness not only to the things which you have seen, but also to the things in which I will appear to you. This was Paul's testimony. And when Paul, Saul being his Hebrew name, and his companions were struck by the light from heaven, they fell to the ground. Later, Jesus tells him to get up and stand on your feet. And doesn't this sound similar to the testimony of John in Revelation? Listen to what John says again. When I saw him, I fell at his feet like a dead man. And then a little further along in Revelation 1, verse 19, Jesus tells John, therefore write the things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which will take place after these things. Well, read these texts for yourself, and you will see that it's so similar. The response is the same. What happened to John the Apostle when he sees Jesus in his vision is like what happened to Manoah, Isaiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, and Paul. They all fell like dead men before the living God, as would we. Look, the Bible is clear. God completely dominates and overpowers all of us. Why is the human person so full of an overabundance of pride? How is it that we think we are gods and goddesses? Even in the church, among Christians, pride can run wild. But none of us can stand before God. We would all fall on our faces like dead men, like dead women. So many of the supposed visions I hear about on Christian radio and television and online these days make it seem like people just waltz right into heaven and instantaneously are very friendly and casual with God. Nothing could be further from the truth. That is why we must question these quote-unquote testimonies every time. If these were accurate visions, if they were, these people would have fallen on their faces dead-like. Friends, be discerning on what you hear and certainly on what you believe. Well, join us tomorrow for more on verse 17 of Revelation 1 and see how the Lord Jesus reacts when John falls like a dead man. Lord willing, I will be here each and every weekday. I hope you'll join me. I will speak to you again tomorrow because God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.